So we were in the middle of the Hoidu, and the first chelik of Hoidu talks about the greatness of being Hoida to Hashem, of being praising Hashem and all that. But the second element, now what are you praising Him about? Okay, so that's what the Hoidu goes into continuing. And what the psukim that we are up to said, we're up to the part where it says, that He is Hashem, and b'chol ha'aretz mishpatov. In this sitter, So, Hashem is b'chol ha'aretz. The whole land is where he has hashkacha pratis in the entire land. Now we're going to go into some detail about, over the course of history, what Hashem has done, and the chiyuv to be moided to Him for it. Here in this siddur, it's a little further in. It's in the Pesukah de Zimra. Here. Zichru la'aylam berisai. So one should remember forever. Here. Zichru. From here. Zichru la'aylam berisai. You got the message?
Yes.
What? Okay. Okay. Good. Okay. So this we're in the middle of Haidu. Zichru la'aylam b'risai. You should remember forever the bris of Hashem. Davar tziva le'elav dar. And the He commanded that should be kept le'elav dar. Now this bris, what happened? Asher kara says Avram. He made the bris. He created the bris with Avram. Ushvuasai liyitzchak im neshvuot yitzchak. He didn't make the bris with Yitzchak, because the bris was bris and the son was with Avram. But he didn't forsake the bris even with Yitzchak. So it's referred to as a shvua with Yitzchak, and with Yaakov, vayamidah, and he kept it going. Yaakov l'chayk as a rule, uli Yisrael, and for Yisrael, what it means that when the Jewish people, when Yisrael, when Yaakov is on a higher level, down their level of Yisrael, bris olam, it's guaranteed to stay forever. Now, what is it that we're talking about? So in other words, Hashem had a certain bris, and that bris was forever with Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Oh, yeah. Last line in this sitter over there. So now, Leimar, Lecha etin Eretz Kanan, Chevel Nachlaschem. That I'm giving you Eretz Kanan. Chevel Nachlaschem, Chevel is something which is, it's like, a Chevel is made up of a triple string. Okay? So Eretz Yisrael is made up of three Kedushas. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Har Habayis, Beis HaMikdash. So the three Kedushas that are there are Chevel Nachlaschem, that's what the Siddur Gros says. The Chevel Nachlaschem, and each one was given to a different one of the Avos. And L'cha Etein Eretz Kanan. So this was the promise given to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and it was it's going to go on forever. You got this promise, Mesei Mispah, when you were very few. Not very few. We were less than very few. We were one. Right? Think about it. How many people, who got this promise? There was no nation at the time that there was the promise. It was given to us at a time when we were only one person. Avram Avinu. Kim'at v'garimba, we almost got destroyed, and we were very weak. And we didn't even have possession of the land. We were just geirim in the land. Like we learned by Yitzias Mitzrayim, it says that the galus started from the birth of Yitzchak. That's one of the cheshbonos of how we get to a total of 400 years. We were supposed to spend 400 years in Mitzrayim. We only spent 210. So one of the answers is because from the birth of Yitzchak, they were already geirim ba'aretz. They were already, you know, did not feel at home in Eretz Yisrael. So what's he saying with this? He's saying there's a godless here. That normally, if Hashem would promise a land, so the logical thing would be is that you take the people that are currently strongest in the land, and you say, this is your land. Right? That makes the most sense. Here you take, there's nations in the land already. There's Canaan, there's the seven Umayyads, there's nations sitting in the land. What does he go? Emoiri, look at Ashi bring. He goes and takes one individual, and that individual himself felt unhome, not in peace there. He said, I'm giving you this land, it's yours. It's mine? I mean, if I would be a nation, or if I would be living there, you're not a nation, you're an individual person. You're not even living there now. You're a total guest and visitor. And Hashem says, no, it's your land. So, and Lamaisa, eventually, right, after Mitzrayim, and eventually they conquered it, they got the land. But it's a tremendous, you know, totally don't realize the chiddush of that haftacha. It's a mardika haftacha. So what we're, and Rabbi Victor Miller.
It was mardika emuna.
On the Avraham.
Yeah,
right, but think about it as mardika emuna of Avraham Avinu
right,
also.
Right.
Akide kach, that for him to, some say for him to,
actualize
one of the nisyonis was that when he got there, there was a rav, he had to leave. There was a nisyon for him because, you know, I got the land just now, why is there a rav? You know, but he mamash felt like he had it. So, the Rabbi Victor Miller says that one of the limudim we're supposed to take out of this when we're saying this is to realize that just like then Avraham Avinu was weak and he was one, he was by himself and everything, and still he got the land. He ended up getting it, Maisa. Right? So the haftacha that Hashem gave to us that the Golus is going to end. And all the haftachas that we got, and right now we're in Golus, and we're, you know, also geir and baritz, so we're not comfortable, we have nowhere. Those haftachas are going to last, are going to come true. And that's the shvach of this tefillah. The shvach of this tefillah is that Kadosh Baruch Hu made a promise, and it was the most, when you learn Pashas Lech Lecha, you don't even, not oimid on this even. Yeah, it probably was an empty land. It was an empty parcel of land somewhere. And Avraham Avinu is in Or Kasdim. He gets a call from Hashem, good real estate broker, you know, go there. You know, it's a good land for you. Go Chapar Rhein, you know. So what happened? It's a full land. There was nations living on the land, strong nations. Avraham Avinu is going to feel like a ger in the land for 200 years. No, but Hashem has promised it's yours already. It's in the bag. It's a big chiddush. So, and that's the promise here that we're saying. And they went from nation to one nation before they got the land. They were ruled by other nations. And from one rulership to another. Meaning to say that there's two types of nations. There's a nation that has a king, and a nation that does not have a king. And each one poses an individual, each one poses a specific challenge. Okay, a nation that has a king poses a challenge to a success, because if someone else wants to create a nation within that nation, it's going to be difficult because there's already a king here. Oh, what are you coming in over here? And if there's no land, then it's anarchy, and then everyone can kill each other. Right? So that was the chiddush here, that lohiniach that vayishalchu migoy al goy. They went from one nation to the other. A goy is a nation without a king. Umimamlocha, and from one nation with a king to another, al am acher. An am is a more formal nation than a goy. There's two words for a nation, goy and am. Goy is more informal. It's a group of people, but am is a nationality. They have some sort of cohesiveness to them. And that's described, that's with the leadership, the mamlocha. And still, even though they went from one nation to the other, right?
So am is different than mamlocha, or is it the same thing?
No, mamlocha is that's that, yeah, that describes the am. Lo yiniach li'ish la'ashkam, and he did not allow anyone to hurt them. Lo yiniach, he did not allow li'ish to any man, la'ashkam, to hurt them. Vayoychach aleihem malachim, and he gave teichacha to kings who also tried to hurt them. Right? Avimelech, melech plishtim, melech grar, paroi, melech mitzrayim. So the malachim got literally teichacha from the Ribbono Shel Olam for starting up with the Jewish people. So that was a tremendous nes. Hashem started getting involved to protect us. Al tigu b'mshichai, don't you dare touch my anointed people. Uvinvi'ai and my neviim al tarei, don't do anything bad. Now, this whole tefillah here is based on the psukim in Tehillim, the psukim d'Avraham Avinu. There's different nuschois. And and the pasuk really says, ulinevi'ai al... Ulini vi al tareyu. Don't do anything bad to my Navi. Avram Avinu, right? Hashem came to Avimelech in a dream and said, don't do anything bad to my Navi. What does it mean, Uvini vi al tareyu? In my Navim. So, the Siddur Gro wants to say a little bit of a different type. Shemartik of Shah. Uvin vi, and with my Navim, al tareyu, not from the lashon of Ra, not the lashon of doing bad, but from the lashon of Re'a, of a friend. I don't want you to be friends with my Navim. I don't want you to think you're on the same level as them. You should realize that these people are on a much higher level than you. So that you find that by the Avos, everywhere they went, they were treated as gedolim, as princes. Right? That the I'm forgetting exactly. Bnei Ches referred to Avram Avinu as Nesi Elokim Ata B'Secheinu, right? That Avram was considered a prince, a leader amongst the whole nation. Right? Prince, he was a simple guy, he had no following. I mean, eventually he got some, you know, people to follow along and this. But this was the Chiddush. Uvin Vi'ai Al Tareyu, don't make them your friends. Realize that they're on a higher level. Okay? Now. So this is the Hashgacha Pratis that this particular section focuses on. Now take the story of the Avos and realize the tremendous Chiddush and Hashgacha Pratis that Hashem had in bringing every single element of that, you know, promise to fruition and to be in the sky and everything like that.
How do we understand the fact that he's by himself? Yet,
no. So he started. Oh, when he got the promise, he was by himself.
So it all developed later.
When he got the promise, he was by himself. He wasn't even in the land when he got the promise. And even eventually, so he became. He had a following. Yitzchak doesn't say that he had all that.
No.
Yitzchak was much less. Right. So, you know, in Yochami, it doesn't sound like the Nefesh Shas of Bacharon lasted necessarily.
Yeah, we don't know what happened to any of them. They disappeared.
Right.
He went out to fight just with
right. Okay, so even amongst kings and nations of the world, Avram Avinu was considered like the God of Adar. You know, he was considered a Nasi. Okay, so this is an interesting thing for us to realize the Navi, which we say over here in the Tefillah, is being Meshabech, the Ribbono Shel Olam. In this level of Hashgacha Pratis. Okay? Now, the response to that is, right, that's what they say here, that we're supposed to realize from this that even if we go through a situation of Hester Panim from Ribbono Shel Olam, but really there's a Meridika Hashgacha Pratis in Shtelling Avek the whole plan of Hashem. And that's what this kapitel is coming to teach us. Now, no matter what, it's part of the plan. Okay, every step of the way was trying to get us somewhere. Memela, Shiru LaHashem Kol HaAretz, Basrum, Shiru LaHashem Kol HaAretz, that the entire land should sing out to Hashem. Now, what does it mean the entire land should sing out to Hashem? Basrum Yoyim El Yoyim, Yeshuasa, you should constantly be Mevaser, publicize the Yeshua of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what does that mean? So the Siddur Gra says, that once a person realizes this level of Hashgacha Pratis, they'll understand that there's a tachlis and a purpose in our galus as well. And it's not because Hashem forgot about us. Just that has to be that we're in galus. Eventually we'll get out of it. But there's a process and a ta'elas and a tachlis in the galus also. And what's that? Perhaps that is to... to publicize Hashem in all the areas of the world. So Mamela Shiru Hashem Kol HaAretz, that now that you realize your tachlis, you could bring out, and not be miyayish in your goals, but faker, bring out the ta'elis of the golas and realize the plan of the Ribbono Shel Olam is for me to be here gufa in order for me to publicize the name of Hashem even in golas. They used to say is that, you know, when Klal Yisrael does averis, so what's the response? You go to golas. Well, I mean, what's the midah kenegan midah on that? It doesn't seem to make sense. If you did averis, so Hashem should try to put us in a situation to do more averis. I mean, golas is harder to do mitzvahs. So why is that the response? So what some say?
Give us a chance to improve ourselves.
What?
Give us a chance to uplift ourselves.
Yeah, you know, don't just make it even harder. You know, okay, you tell you failed the test. I'm not even going to let you study next time. You didn't study. You didn't study when you had a chance. Now I'm not even going to let you study even if you want to. I mean, that's not helping the kid, right? You tell the kid, you failed the test. What can we do to, you know, maybe I have to get you better opportunities to study. Not make it harder. But the teretz is, there's different teretz, but he said over that, I think it's Fas Emes, that the tachlis of the Bria is that the whole world should recognize Ribbono Shel Olam. When Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael doing their tachlis, like in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, okay, that's the way Klal Yisrael is supposed to be, then from there, they could become, the message of Hashem could go out to the rest of the world. Because everyone, it's so yadua, the tremendous mila that Klal Yisrael reached, right, and the, how the nations run so perfectly, and they have such tremendous nisim and hashkacha pratis, and Eretz Yisrael is providing this type of produce and giving this type of parnasa. Everything is just—it's like amazing. So the whole world will become aware of the Ribbono Shel Olam while the Yidden are in Eretz Yisrael. But if the Yidden are in a lower level, so they're basically like everybody else. The difference between us and everyone else is much more minute. So the only way for them to realize it is if we're living inside them. The only way for the Ummah Sa'ilim to realize the godliness of Klal Yisrael is if we actually live amongst the Goyim, and from within we show them what the godliness of Klal Yisrael is. So the Vart of Golus is that we have to now, since we reached the lower level, we have to now infiltrate and go out into everywhere to go bring the godliness of Klal Yisrael.
No.
Rav Chaim Volozhin even said that's the point of Mishloach. Because you have this Rosh Shiva comes from Eretz Yisrael to go collect money. Ribbono Shel Olam couldn't send him the money there. No, but the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted that Rosh Shiva should go to this place because that place only has money. They don't have Rosh Shivas. So he wanted that place to get exposure to everywhere. Everywhere should get this.
What happens when countries become dangerous like France? Do we still embed ourselves?
Well, we're not. You have to follow what I'm saying, but the point is, why did Hashem put us there in the first place? No, once you're in a place, you got to figure out how to make the best of it. I mean, if you can't be there, you can't be there. Obviously, I mean,
I don't know.
But well, maybe there's a message there also. I'm not, you know. Anyway, but that's but so the Siddur Agra says that's the Hemshech over here in the Pesukim. That what it's saying is HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a plan and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us and there's Hashkacha Pratis. Now, we're also in Galus and we also could give up hope and say, no, there's also a plan and don't give up hope because you realize what the plan is that we have to infiltrate. We have to bring in the Or Hashem into the... So therefore, Shiru Hashem Kol Haaretz. This is going to be Fakaret. Our matzah will be a matzah that we could sing out to Hashem. Sabru Vagoyim Es Kvoidoi B'chol Ha'amim Nifloisa. We should bring out the kavod of Hashem throughout the entire creation, throughout all the nations of the world. That's the Hemshech and the Pesukim. It's Gevaldik HaHemshech. He says here, what's Goyim and what's Amim? So we said this already. Goyim are a lower level. Amim are a little bit more sophisticated. Right? So the Goyim that they're referring to here, this anarchist in Africa, whatever, running around with knives and whatever. So the Goyim are the nations of the world that don't believe in God at all. They don't have a concept that there is a Boira Olam. The Amim have a concept that there's a Boira Olam, but they don't realize Hashkacha Pratis. They don't realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still running every And it's not enough. Okay, listen, we have to prove to the nations of the world that we believe in God. No, what do you believe in God? What do you believe about it? What do you believe about God? He created the, he, you know, he's the creator. That's the first level. Sapru bagoyim, you should tell the goyim, kivoidoi, the kovoid of Hashem. Kovoid means that he created the world and that this is what he did. That's not enough. You have to, what do you believe about God? I believe that everything that every person, every creature in the whole world is being followed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is determining the actions of every single person every minute, right? So that even to that degree, we have to be makir and bring out to the Umas Ha'olam, to the Bria, Nifla Isav. That's the Amen. So that's the pasuk. Sapru Vagoyim, we have to tell the Goyim Kevoidoi, his covet. B'chol Ha'amen, even on the higher levels, even the higher level people, the nations of the world that do believe in God, we have to tell them Nifla Isav. The Nifla Isav is like the Nisim, the daily Nisim, the daily miracles of their Ribono Shel Olam, how the Hashgacha Pratis, everything works out beautifully, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the whole Bria and controls every individual. That's the Nifla Is, and that's what you're supposed to tell the Amen. Okay, so those are the two things. Ki Godol Hashem Umohu Lal Me'oid, Hashem is great. Again, that's referring to the Bagoyim. That's referring to what you tell the Goyim. The Noirahu Al Kol Elohim, and he is more. Noira means he's from the notion of Yare, afraid. He is more a greater. He's Noira means one Yaroi. That's all. You should fear from him. He is a greater source of fear than any of the Ara'ah, than any of the other powers in the Bria. And that's referring to the second level. Again, there's two levels. You have to describe, you have to make it clear how we believe in Hashem, but we also believe in Hashgacha Pratis. So, you know, you could meet I had this once. That some lady, a tailor or something, I don't remember the whole story. Like a cleaner or something. And anyway, oh, you're Jewish, you believe in God? Yeah, oh, I also believe in God. I'm Catholic, whatever. So she thinks that, I believe in God, you believe in God, it's all good, right? So so the Rambam does say that Christianity was a good thing. The invention, or not invention is not the right word, the creation of Christianity in the Bria was a good thing, because it went away from polytheism to monotheism. You know, it became that most of the people in the world now believe in one God. Because officially, you know, there's a God, there's, however their theology works.
The right? Son, the mother.
Yeah, the what's God, what's not, what's included is very complicated. But the... I don't know if they know either, but the... But it wasn't any more paganism. So he says it was a good thing, but it's really not enough. And the fact that they believe in one God, but they can't think that we believe in the same thing they do, right? Because it's not true. You know, we believe in Hashgacha Pratis. We believe in Tzchar V'Oinish. Every action you do and every deed that you do matters and makes a difference. All they believe in is you believe and you're good to go and just do what you got to do, you know, rest of the day. So you know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashgacha Pratis, and Tzchar V'Oinish, all these things, is a much higher level. So that's part, but according
belief
to the
belief with no responsibility, you just show up.
Right, as I was in the house of someone who teaches in Or Sameach, so he says, I don't understand something. The Egyptians, what's pshat? They were that, you know, they're that, you know, foolish to believe that a sheep is God. It's not foolish at all. It's brilliant. You could have a God and he doesn't tell you what to do. So what?
It's great.
So we can't It's not enough for us to say to the Ummah Sa'ilam, we believe in God. We have to tell them what we believe. Nifla Isa, all the Ashgacha Pratis.
Is the Chiyuv supposed to do this?
So that's a good question.
Spread the word? I mean, you'll talk to try to avoid these conversations.
I guess it's an excellent question. We'll talk about it afterwards. Let me get back to that. But it still says, Kikol Elohe Ha'amim Elilim. All the other gods of the nations of the world are Elilim, are not powerful. Right? Because they're really, because why? Because really, if you think about it, by their definition, by their own very definition, their God has limits. Because they're saying there's a God of the sun, but there's also a God of the moon. Right? And there's also, you know, that's what they wanted. That's what some say was the whole mashal of Chad Gadya. Was that, you know, there was a God of this. It says, oh, well, that, you know, of the mountain. Well, the mountain can't be the most powerful God, because then you should worship the wind, because is the wind more powerful than the mountain? Because it can knock it out. Yeah. Well, the wind is so strong. Well, it could knock. Well, you could stop the wind with it. Whatever the. Remember the whole story. But, you know, it was the fire. So we'll worship the fire. Oh, but the water could put out the fire. Okay, so worship the water. Well, the dog could put out the water. It can drink the water. So the cow could drink the water. So there was, you know, if you're going to believe it, the system that way. So by definition, your God has limits. Hashem can. Our Ribbono Shel Olam is all powerful. Vashem Shamayim also. Vashem created the entire world. Okay, so this is the idea over here is that, okay, now are you supposed to spread this or not? So Rav Avigdor Miller discusses this. Rav Avigdor Miller discusses this. Pressure's on. Okay. Come on, get it. Outside these cups, I think. I'm sorry. Here. Umashe loy matzinu. Oh, he says, Umashe loy matzinu achre kisvi akodesh ziruzim ka'elu b'divrei chazal. Why don't we find in Chazal an emphasis of doing this? Going out to the nations. Of course, you're supposed to live that way. You're supposed to live that way that the nations of the world should realize that we're different than them. But you don't find an emphasis on going and actually telling it to them. There is someone out there. There are people out there. And it's not accepted. But there are people out there that go out into these crazy places and start teaching people Noahite laws and all this stuff. Trying to be makar of people to become Bnei Noach. But I'm saying, I think that we can make better use of our resources. Of we have enough Jews out there that don't know that they're Jews than trying to make Goyim into Bnei Noach. Right? So, I'm sorry to bother you, Shkog. Michael, I forgot your name. Okay, so, thank you. So, Rabbi Avigdor Miller says that the reason you don't go out and do that and teach the nations of the world this, you know, it's like I said, you live that way, but this is because they are at such a low level that they can't appreciate it. And therefore, it's a waste of time. Al toichach late penyus no'eka. Don't give inappropriate or unsolicited musa when it's not what.
He went out.
Saying because he's saying that people on those days were on a different level. Saying nowadays, it's not necessarily worth it.
Jews couldn't go out to the Jews.
No, but he could have done it by example also.
Could be.
He had a group around. He'd go out. Well, it's personal ties to the whole world.
So when does that apply?
This is theoretical. Lamaisa, what it applies is in our mind is in the way we act, the way we behave. You have to behave in a way that it should be clear that you believe that. right? When a Jewish guy steps away from a business deal because it's, you know, because it's Shabbos, or he steps away from business because, you know, I don't know, it doesn't, you know, there's too much, there's questionable stuff here, whatever. So obviously, that shows that we believe in Hashem, because otherwise, how are you going to make your panosa, right? A Jewish guy loses his job because he doesn't come to work on Shabbos. So that tells the guy, oh, the Jew is saying that he believes in God and God is going to provide him or not. Whether the guy admits that that's what he's seeing or not, deep down he understands that. Right?
He knows the Jew believes he can make a living.
Right.
Not through him, but from Manasseh.
Right.
It's interesting, okay. Even Avraham Avinu had a moment of questioning, how are you going to know? And he promised, Kosher promised him. And as soon as he said, how do I know?
It's done.
He got
zapped. Yeah, he got zapped.
So.
Exactly.
So you have to be super strong.
You have to be super strong. Now. Then it goes on to say, Hoyd v'hadar lefanov. Hoyd and hadar are two levels of praise. Hoyd is more pnimius. Hadar is chitzonius. Oyz v'chedva, he has strength. Bimkoimai. Now, Rabbi Miller talks about this. Basically, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu's strength is continuous. Okay. Now, Havul Hashem Mishpachos Amim. Havul Hashem Kavod Va'oiz, and we want to try to make, like we said, all the nations of the world giving Hashem the Kavod and the Oiz. Okay? Kavod, again, like we said before, Kavod is that Hashem created the world. Oiz is strength. And strength refers to the Ashkaha Pratis. So those are the two things. We're trying to make it clear in the world that Havul Hashem, that everyone should give to Hashem Kavod. Hashem created the world. The oiz is the strength proving the Hashkacha Pratis. Havul Hashem kavod shemay, give him the proper kavod. So umincha voil afano vishtach vul Hashem behadras kodesh and chilu min lafano kol aretz. Everyone should be afraid of him. Ah, okay. So that's basically this whole concept that we're talking here. Okay, the concept of the kavod Hashem in the Bria. In the covet of bringing out the covet Shem Shemayim in the Bria. Now we go on to discuss an amazing concept. Af tikoin tevel. Tevel means, let's say, the tevel means the world. Af tikoin. Tikoin means it's going to become established and strong. Tevel. The world will become strong now. Baal timoit, it won't shake. It will stay strong. Okay? Af tikoin tevel, the world will become established. Baal timoit, and it won't waver. Yismuchu ha-shamayim, and the heavens will become happy. Visagel la'aretz, and the land will become joyous. Joy is a more everlasting simcha than the language of simcha. For example, if someone has a child, the minute they have the child, they're experiencing simcha. But after that wears off, there's an ongoing gila of just having the child. I have a son. The gila of experiencing having the child, and raising the child, that's gila. It's ongoing simcha. So the world will experience a simcha and a gila through this experience. V'yomer v'goyim, that the goyim will say Hashem Malach. So, what is going on in these psukim here? What are we saying exactly? Okay, we're saying the world will become more established and all this. So, Avigdor Miller said, I mean, it's really the pashup shot in the psukim that it literally means the physical earth becomes stronger. The more that there's Kavod Shem Shemayim in the Bria. Because why was the world created? Why did Hashem create the world altogether? He created the world so that it could be used to, through the world, to bring out the Kavod Shemayim. Everyone should realize that that Hashem created this and developed it in order to bring out, everyone should know that Hashem created the world. That's why he made it this way. So kol zman that people don't know about the world itself is not fulfilling its tachlis. So it's a shtickle depressed. The earth feels upset. I'm here, and no one knows that Hashem made me, and what's the point? Why am I here? So the earth itself, okay, the oceans, the mountains, the earth itself is a shtickle depressed that it's not fulfilling its tachlis of why it was created. It's lacking shleimus. But once we, okay, we're in Golos, and we're according to this whole mahalach, we're in Golos, and we're bringing out that everybody in the world will know about the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that Hashem created the world, and Hashem runs the world. Havul Hashem kavod v'oz. Then what's going to happen? Yishtachfu Hashem, everyone's chilum yilafon of kol haaretz. Now the world is going to be established, because this is the opposite of entropy. Entropy means that the world gets schwacher and schwacher. In the physical world, things get schwacher and schwacher, right? The way things they are taken apart. Right? Things are taken apart. The atom, everything's becoming more weaker all the time because they're separated, right? Things are separate, but that's only if you take out the ruchnius. If you put the ruchnius back into it, then it will stay forever. It will never weaken. Because that's the glue that doesn't allow for the entropy to happen. So therefore, if you bring Hashem back into the Bria, so there's no more, it's not going to get weakened. That's Baal Timoit. It's going to stay forever now. Because now it's being used for its tachlis. So Yismuchu Hashemayim, V'sage El Haaretz, and now the land will become happy. And the land will be fulfilled. Because now it's being used for its tachlis. Because now a goy, everyone that lives in the Bria will say, oh, look at that ocean. And they're going to start talking like, you know, oh, you know, Hashem made it so beautiful. And everything like that. So now you're assisting the whole Bria to last forever. And it should be everlasting. The more Kavod Shemayim is being brought out in the Bria, the more everlasting it will be. Because now it has ruchnius in it, right? And so now it has spirituality in it. So therefore, now it's going to last. I like this part. What? Yeah. Well, to a certain degree, no.
Hashem made life.
Right. Hashem is the source of life. Right. So v'yoyimu v'agoyim, and finally the nations will say Hashem Malach Yiram Hayom Umloyoy, the whole sea will scream out Yaloi Tzasode, the fields will be happy B'chol Asher Boy Oz Yiraninu Atzei Ayar, the trees will sing Milifnei Hashem Because now Hashem is coming to judge the world. I don't know what that has to do with it, really. What the judgment has to do with it. But that's this set of psukim. So what the philosophy of this set of psukim is coming to tell me is there's hashkacha pratis. No matter what the matziv, there's a tachlis. Our tachlis is to bring out the Kavod Shemayim in the Bria. And if we bring out the Kavod Shemayim in the Bria, that's a kiyum of the Bria itself. And that's bringing out the tachlis of the Bria itself. So that's the kavanah that you're supposed to have in this tefillah. It's a Mordek tefillah. We're basically Hashem is enabling us to essentially be mekayim the whole Bria.
To make the kavosh benaris means that when there's a it's a mishpat from Shemayim against the world. And this makes the world more secure.
Right.
So something comes and tries to be a contrary against us or against the world.
Fine. So we'll stop here. This is the concept.
I'm gonna give a shiur tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Yeah. I think I'm starting a new.